crony PM and donor tax dodge lies, claimed James Ivins. Allegedly, Prime Minister David Cameron fibbed about political sugar daddy Lord Ashcroft's filching non-dom tax status. So says the peer himself. His new book exposes the excess and pettiness of life at the top. Billionaire Ashcroft came under fire in 2010 for using a loophole to dodge taxes. Non-domiciled status allowed him to only pay the tiny rate charged by tax haven Belize. Cameron claimed total ignorance till a month before the scandal. And this was only after trying to wriggle out of persistent freedom of information requests. Now the former Conservative Treasurer and Deputy Chair says Cameron knew all about it the previous year. Donations. Ashcroft personally donated £8 million to rescue the Tories from financial ruin. This was doubtless unrelated to Cameron's weaseling. It now seems the peer felt hurt after not being offered a top gig in government. The book, Call Me Dave, makes lurid accusations about Cameron's personal life morals and outrage, and this issues them and us. But more importantly, it makes serious allegations against the leader who tried to detoxify the nasty party brand. Lies, incompetence, and crony crapulence appear like mold growing back through a fresh coat of paint. Cameron's governments have slashed billions from jobs and services for working class people. He has condemned the poor and jobless as lazy. He says we need to balance the books. Chums. But his chums, with more cash than any of us could ever spend, refuse to chip in. The Daily Mail, a staunch Tory tabloid, is leading the assault. The drooling reactionaries that run it see even this aristocratic axeman as too liberal on social issues, immigration and the EU. They think Cameron too decadent and militarily inept to lead. But for us, corrupt establishment politicians are all the same. They, and their grease-spattered paymasters, have got to go. Close the tax loopholes. Kick out the cuts, politicians. Join the Socialist Party, to fight for socialism.